The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norma. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norma.
Well, hello and welcome. It is again Friday, and it's a joy to be able to set aside and spend this time with you, my listeners, as we once again air yet another session, another opportunity to be in the classroom of Spirituality 101. To those of you who are my regular listeners, you are indeed welcome. I hope that you have paper and pencil today, because today I am in the teaching mode. And to those of you who may be listening to my voice for the very first time, I want to extend a very special welcome to you. If you have questions about these evolving and evolutionary times in which we live, I say you've come to the right place. So welcome. And just a couple of reminders that here at Spirituality 101, we are here. We have designed this program especially for you. Particularly in these very, very, some may see it as troubling times, some may see it as evolving times, some may see it as the opportunity to step even deeper into spirituality. But in these times in which we live, Spirituality 101 is here to bring you the information that should have been in the part of the college or the high school course, Spirituality 101. We are here to support you. We are here to nurture you. We're here to bring another perspective. We are here to provide you with information, to provide you with guidance, to help to connect you into existing networks out there. Most importantly, to support you on your journey. Today I want to say that I am so happy. Woke up this morning very, very, very much aware of the growing numbers, large numbers of humans, humanity, that is turning their attention right now to the spiritual. And we need to applaud this increase. Our bookstores are just abounding with books and information that will remind us of who we are. And there are just so many spiritual teachers on the planet right now who are offering not only their wisdom, but very often the skills that they have brought from many other lifetimes. So here at Spirituality, we'd like to think that we're attempting to connect all of that together and to bring you interviews with those who are treading on the path, who have discovered some things on the path that they want to share, and to also support you and nurture you. So, welcome. Today's show, today's class, is all about harmony and understanding. And in what may seem to be a very troubled world today, that may seem to be a very ambitious topic to undertake. So our e-card that went out this week read something like this. The topic is harmony and understanding. And this week, we're leading with the theme of harmony. There's a lot that will be taught today, but I want you to bear in mind that we're leading with the theme of harmony. And here's the question. Here's the big question. Is it possible to find harmony and understanding in these seemingly troubled times? That's a big one, isn't it? Now, if you're looking for answers, we may have a couple of alternative perspectives to offer you at the show today. Or we may be able to help send you perhaps into other places where you may be able to find the answers that you may not quite get today. But we want to take a look at this process of harmony and understanding in a very, very different light. I want to take your attention, first of all, to the lyrics or the words of the piece of music, The Age of Aquarius. And I want to share with you a lesson, a story about that. Several years ago, and I seem on this show to keep going backwards, don't I? And when I say several years ago, I am talking about at least 35 years ago. I was a school teacher then, believe it or not, teaching the high school 12th grade. And we decided that we wanted to throw a garden party. The school wanted to throw a garden party. It was a fundraiser. And since even in those times people tended to think that I had some creativity inside of me, I was assigned along with a very dear friend of mine, Paula, who is still a very close friend. We were assigned the task of creating this two-day affair. And I'm very, very much into music, I took the assignment to kind of seek out the music that we would like to play. We talked about putting on a show, and I wanted to be quite sure that the music was just right. And so in those days, it was LPs. I collected quite a few LPs, and I arrived at home one evening with the intention of pouring through the music to see whether I can find a theme for the show. And when I hit the piece of music called Aquarius, I came alive. As a matter of fact, my older children, yes, I've got children in the 40s, my older children can remember this very much, how excited I got when I heard the words of Aquarius, and I decided that that would be the theme for this two-day show that we were planning to put on. And then, of course, we moved towards, got a team together, and moved towards really the projection of the lyrics of Aquarius and what that would mean to us in terms of a new world order. Now, I had no way of knowing at the time that it must have been spirit that drove me of the 20 LPs at least that I was reviewing, that when we hit Aquarius, I came alive and I was absolutely motivated. I want to tell you that the two-day show was absolutely a success and we raised quite a bit of money for education. But today I would like to share those words with you as a reminder, because you see, 35 years later, when I was kind of, my consciousness was hit by these lyrics, we are now living. We are now standing on the threshold of that new world order we talked about. And we are now about to live the lyrics of Aquarius. So I'd like to share with you the lyrics just to remind you. Some of you may be too young to remember it, and some of you may have heard it but forgotten it. So here we go. This is when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars. Then peace will rule the planet and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of Aquarius. 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 harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding, no more falsehood and derisions, golden living, dreams of vision, mystic crystal revelations, and the mind's true liberation, Aquarius. Now, whoever penned those words most definitely was doing some amazing channeling to have brought forth words that have truly, truly, most of them come to pass. And the parts of these lyrics that have not come to pass so far, we're standing right there on the threshold waiting to move ourselves right there. When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, we've been there. We have actually been there. And we are living in the dawning of Aquarius. So, it may seem to us that everybody I know is going through something right now. Everybody in my circle, and I've got quite a wide circle, seems to be wrestling with inner turmoil or change that is sometimes very, very difficult to handle. We're looking at a world that seems to be turned upside down right now because we're looking at the political scene, we're looking at the economic scene, we are looking at worldwide, people are kind of rising up, the financial order and system is being challenged. We're living in a world that seems to be full of challenge and is pointing towards an amazing level of change. And some view it as a catastrophe, and others view it in the light of the words of Aquarius. Then peace will rule the planet. And so you may want to say to me, but we're far from being peaceful right now. And I'll say to you, a picture, for example, a developer who comes along a pathway where they are, let's say, a whole street of houses or businesses that are derelict, and they have been boarded up for a while. And in his visionary mind, he stands there and he sees the potential for an amazing shopping center and townhouses. He has a vision in his head that this bit of dereliction that he's observing has got the potential, maybe because a new highway has gone up, to be changed. And so the very first thing that must happen after plans have been laid is that you've got to demolish what stands on the land at that time. You have to go into demolition. And in demolition, we are breaking down. But after the demolition and you've broken down, the builder will now remove all of the debris that has been created from the demolition, and one begins to see the construction from the ground up, from the foundation level up, that will move all the way to the beautiful vision that he first had in the mind's eye and then moved on to paper and planning, and finally will manifest in the world as beautiful high-rise buildings with gardens and homes and shops and be totally transformed. My friends, beloved, what I would like to say to you is that we are standing on the threshold of the end of the demolition. And after we have come to the end of the demolition and we have cleared the space, then the opportunity will be ours to be able to build harmony and understanding, trust, abiding, and we'd be able to kind of remove those things that have plagued us for generations, for centuries, and we can begin to think about manifesting our dreams and visions of a new world order in which harmony will reign. Can you visualize that with me and see that? As we take a break and we go to a break, and when we come back, we will talk about How can we hold on to harmony in the middle of all the world changes and the mind changes that are taking place right now? How can we find that place where we can be in harmony? Don't go away. This is Spirituality 101. We will be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. And today we are talking about harmony and understanding. And I want to kind of make it clear that what I'm going to attempt to do is deal with both words at the same time. Because in order for us to be able to quite get into the flow of harmony, there are a couple of other words that we need to engage. No discussion on harmony can really take place without a discussion on rhythm, because rhythm is what creates the harmonious flow. As we know, the universe is rhythm. As a matter of fact, I kind of like Deepak Chopra's definition for rhythm. Rhythm, he says, is a web of connectedness that cannot be described in words. I'll say that again, Deepak Chopra. Rhythm is a web of connectedness that cannot be described in words. And I think I have lived long enough to be able to kind of attest to that statement. There have been so many experiences in my own life that have attested to that the whole universe is about of a web of connectedness. And it's either we are in the rhythmic flow of the connectedness or we're not. When we're outside of the flow of that rhythm, then nothing seems to go right in our lives. When we're outside of the flow of that web of connectedness, then we find that depression, disease, fear, worry prevails. But when we become aware that nature in all of his beauty and its splendor, it's kind of like a well-guarded secret, that behind the beauty and the splendor of nature is the law of rhythm. kind of silently driving the beauty and the direction of the harmony that we see in nature. The harmony of sky, earth, water, green foliage, the changing of the seasons, the oceans, and the way they somehow all seem to be aligned in cycles that connect one to the other and also connect within us. We must remind ourselves that that harmony that we observe in nature, is kind of like driven by the law of rhythm. So, if you can kind of wrap your mind around that, I have another question for you. So then, where have you chosen to place your focus? Where have you chosen to place your focus? When we place our focus on the harmony and rhythm of the universe, then universal law says that is what we will get back in return for that. Now, what do I mean by that? Recently here, I am driving down the road on my way to work. And this is the same route that I use to get to and from work most of the days, so it was not unfamiliar territory for me. But I was stuck in a traffic jam. And here I am sitting in the car, stuck in traffic. I can't move. And so I began to pay attention to what's around me. And my eyes fell on this absolutely beautiful garden. I guess I may have had a cursory glance at it driving past, but because I'm sitting directly in front of this house in a traffic jam, I could not help but notice the love and the attention that must have been put into putting the garden in, because I can now see the color schemes and the way whoever designed the garden, it was a very big garden, but the way it was designed, I marvel at how every inch of space was used so creatively to create a certain effect, the cascading roses on one side and the lilies of the valley, and it was just absolutely amazing. And it occurred to me that in my haste of driving, when I'm moving at 40, 45 miles an hour, I kind of had this cursory glance that there's a garden over there, but because I was kind of traffic stopped me in front of this house and this garden, I couldn't help but take in the detail, the beauty, and kind of got in touch with the love that had been put into putting it together, right down to the hanging baskets and the way the lawn had been. Not a very large space, but the point I'm trying to make here for you is, in the middle of this world that seems to be erupting in chaos, we have got to remember and believe that the world is also a harmonious place, that nature continues to provide the harmony that we need if we would choose to take our attention off of the dysfunction, and at least every single day of our lives, wake up, honor the joy of the rising sun, and find a place where we can focus our attention on harmony. Harmony leads to peace. Another thing that we need to remind ourselves about is the fact that the universe itself is inherently peace and love and harmony. And when I say the universe, I'm talking about that field of energy that some people call God, some people call Allah, some people call Jehovah, some people call nature. It's all the same field of energy. And that field of energy outpictures to us in the world levels of harmony that would seem even mysterious to our 10% functioning conscious mind. However, I want to also remind you that each and every one of us live in the outpicturing of the universe. But guess what? This is the thing we need to remind ourselves of. The universe lives inside of us. That very beauty and harmony that you see outpictured in the world that we can identify with, the roaring of the ocean, that early morning sun coming through the trees, the beauty of a sunset, if we can take the time to stop and take it in, and all the harmony that goes with it, and that peaceful place that it kind of opens up inside of us when we take a look at it. All of that also lives inside of us because we and the universe are one. I once shared on this show, and I think it's appropriate for me to share it again, what was given to me when I placed the word love in the middle of my meditation. And this is what came back to me. Love is divine. God is love. And love, when it hits the density that is the earth, turns into light. And light is the store of creation. So I think at this time when we are thinking about how to find a harmonious place in the middle of the crises and the chaos that is taking place in the world, I'm not asking you to go into denial that there is change all around, that there is upheaval. But there are 24 hours in the day. And if you can choose at least one or two of those hours to turn your attention to the places in the universe where harmony can be found, spend some time in a museum. Spend some time walking in the park. If there isn't enough time to walk in the park, buy yourself a bunch of flowers and place it on your dining table or your kitchen table. And as you're about going about your chores, allow your attention to focus on the beauty of the blooms. Because the more we take our awareness to the harmony that nature and spirit naturally has placed around us, is the more we will begin to harmonize with this and begin to feel that harmony rising on the inside as well. We're getting ready to go to another break, and I'd like to leave you with a statement, and then we come back. We will talk a little bit about it. We spend a lot of time running around trying to manage our time. And today I want to introduce a different perspective to say to you that this business of running around trying to manage our time seems to be giving us more stress than what we're saving in the management of the time. And while it is necessary for us to pay attention so that we can flow in a orderly fashion, I'd like to give you this quotation that came from Jim Lohier, who is a tennis coach. And he says, managing energy, not time, is the key to high performance and personal renewal. I'll repeat that again. Managing your energy, how you use your energy, where you focus your energy, not managing time, is the key to high performance and personal renewal. We have to take a break at this point, and I'll ask you to think about that while we go to break. This is Spirituality 101, and we will be right back.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. What are your cards telling you? Aces are very independent. Twos can mean love to be paired. And an eight means a power card. The cards give us all the information that we need about love and relationships, and most importantly, our matches. To find out what your cards say, and so much more, tune in to Love, Relationships, and Destiny with your personal psychic, Adrian Miles, live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Which cards are in your future?
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are talking today about harmony and understanding. And it seems to me like in order for us to be able to engage the flow of harmony that is available in the world despite all of the chaos is around us, we've got to come into a certain understanding of what is taking place. Because when we have a little bit of understanding of what is taking place, when we've got more than one perspective of what is taking place, then we are in a better position to be able to embrace and to understand and to let and to allow the flow of nature to take place in our space. We went to the break with a quotation, managing energy, not time, is the key to high performance and personal renewal. For those of you who have started meditation practices, for those of you who are on a pathway, you're on a path to transformation, you are a path, maybe you think of it of a path to higher consciousness. For some of you, the way you feel it or experience it is that you are on a path to ascension. For some of you, it is a path that is very much involved with providing service on the planet. Whatever it may be, the times in which we live, these evolving and changing times, requires that we take responsibility not only for the physical body, but also for our minds and where we choose to focus it. Again, several years ago, I attended a conference in London, England, and it was a concert on energy, a concert on spiritual energy and spiritual transformation. And there I had the privilege of meeting a wonderful lady called Valerie Hunt. And at least a quarter of a century later, I can still remember how she was a keynote speaker, and I remembered how she started her speech. She got on the stage, she opened her mouth, and this is what she said. 21st century medicine is about guided information systems and light. And Norma came wide awake, and I turned to the person sitting next to me, and I said, what did she say? Those guided information systems that is light, they are entering the planet from all sides. I don't know how aware each and every one of you are. If you have not been doing this, I would encourage you every now and again as you step out of the car, look up into the skies. As you are moving about your chores and your routine, look up in the sky. Because I find that when I look up in the sky, I can see amazing levels of light coming on to the planet. Those guided information systems that is light, they're all around us. They are lightening up. They're offering us light that will lighten up our consciousness so we can move to this place that they talk about in Aquarius. Harmony and trust the binding. Golden living dreams of visions. Mystical crystal revelations. So that we've got to go through something, but we don't have to take all of our awareness and focus on what it is we're going through. We can lighten what we're going through by choosing to take responsibility for where we choose to place our focus. Because the rhythm of the universe, that rhythm that is about harmony, affects us in very many ways. Biologically, in the physical body, this is the time to take care of the body. To kind of just pay attention to what we eat and what we place in the body. Our daily rhythms are impacted by the universal law of nature. The tidal rhythms are also impacting us in some very, very powerful ways. And the seasonal rhythms bring to us the energies that we need in a very given and specific timing that could help us to work through, live through, and push through what it is that is going on. And what it is that is going on, you've heard me say it so many times, but I think it bears repeating because when we have an understanding of what is taking place, we become a little bit more patient with the process. It's the end of a 26,000-year cycle of Earth. Other civilizations have stood right where we're standing and perished. However, are we ready to make a difference? And if we look around, when I look around with my mailbag, when I look around at what's taking place on Voice America and so many other media, I am so heartened by the fact that so many people, so many of you are waking up. Not only are you waking up, but you are beginning to take action. You are beginning to take action that says the things of the spirit are infinitely more important than the things of the world. What do we have to gain when the old is swept away? Well, there's a piece of scripture in the Bible that says, I had not seen nor ear heard the glory which God has in store for those who love him. You know, it's like Mother Earth and ourselves as the beings on the planet are in a state of labor pains. A woman in labor has got to go through all that pain and all that frustration and all that pressure. And yes, it takes a tremendous amount of work. But you ask any woman who's just given birth to a baby, there is nothing to compare to the absolute amazing joy that comes forth after all that labor. Mother Earth is in labor, and we are feeling some of those labor pains. But I want to remind you, if you take responsibility for where you choose to place your focus, turn off that television set sometimes. Pick up a book of poetry, poetry on love, on nature. Make a commitment to let go of the past. Mother Earth is about to let go of her past and move into a whole new world order. And the last thing we want to do as the spirits on the planet is to take our garbage with us into the new order. So it's time to do some meditations and some affirmations that say, I'm letting go of the past. I am living in the now. I want to remind you of something Deepak Chopra wrote in one of his books, and I've never been able to forget it, is that every 7 years, the whole cellular structure of the human body changes. It takes 7 years to change the cells. And we get new cells. In 7 years, we get a completely new, renewed set of cells. But the reason why we keep on aging and the reason why we keep on carrying forth the pain and the drama and the dysfunction is because we choose to then deposit the old patterns, the old file, into the new cells. Well, now that we know that Mother Earth is shaking off the past and that we are required to do the same, it is time to stand forth and affirm. And you know, the good news about the times in which we live is that there is all this energy and light coming onto the planet to allow us to shake off and to walk away and to become renewed. So this is the time for us to remember that the timing and the energy is here to help us to clean the slate. And that we can use simple affirmations. I release and I let go. I let go and I let God. I free my mind from limitations. I am abundance. I am in harmony with the universal energies. These are all affirmations that will help us through where we're going. And bring us to that place of being in harmony, if not 24 hours a day. Think about it, there 24 hours in a day. If we can stay in harmony for 2 hours, even though that 2 hours may be broken down into 15-minute segments, at the end of the day, we will be less stressed. And we would absolutely be less concerned and fearful if we can engage and draw unto ourselves and allow ourselves to be connected with the divine energies of love and peace and harmony. Breathing. In these times of stress, we have got to pay attention to the breath. Breath is primordial. What does that mean? As soon as you come onto this planet, that is the first thing that enters, the breath. And it will stay with us until we leave. The breath is our connection to the universal order. It's our connection to God, for those of you who believe in God. It's our connection to the order and the rhythm of the universe. And the rhythm of the universe is love. It's peace. So in these times, we have got to pay attention to breathing deeper and slower and taking the breath in through the nose very deeply, holding it as long as we can, slowing down the process, and then letting it go through the mouth. I'd also ask you to pick up perhaps a little bit of information on fire breathing. Fire breath, which is a way of breathing that allows us to let go of all that is kind of built up on the other side. So these are times if you are interested in moving in harmony in the middle of the chaos to pay attention to your breathing. Pick up a little book on breathing techniques and practice them. 15 minutes of practicing breathing every day can make a whole lot of difference to the peacefulness you feel on the inside and the ability to come into harmony. Celebrate life's little joyful moments. Get into that celebratory mode. I got to work on time this morning despite the traffic. It's a wonderful place to celebrate. So get into that place of celebrating little things in the life so that the whole life does not seem to be going to hell in a hand basket. How about music? We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will talk about the wonderful mystical ways in music can begin to change perspective and promote harmony. Don't go away. We will be right back.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Spirituality 101, and this is Reverend Norma, and we are talking about harmony, how to kind of ease our way into the harmonious flow of the universe, despite the chaos that may seem to be around us. Just because there's chaos around us does not mean that we have got to buy into that rhythm. We have a choice, and we can make a choice at least for 2 or 3 hours in each day to be more centered in the harmony of the universe. So let's look at music. What kind of music are you listening to these days? Because I think in these times that we live in, we have got to take serious responsibility for the rhythms that we take in. We've been kind of like shaken awake to understand that we have got to take responsibility for having a better, healthier lifestyle, a healthier diet. And now I'm trying to encourage you to pay attention to ensuring that you are taking in rhythms that will promote harmony and will promote order. This morning I was listening to some music on my computer, and on my computer there is a system put on there that I can choose to listen to the music and look at on the computer screen the frequency and the waves that the notes in the music are sending to my brain. And it is a very, very fascinating thing to watch. And when music is well orchestrated, we know that there's music with lyrics in the world, and that's fine. I think music with lyrics is intended to entertain, because when we listen to music with lyrics, we are really processing through the mind. When we take the lyrics out, we are, in fact, processing through the soul. Now, music is nothing but mathematics put to rhythm. The human structure is also mathematics put to rhythm, and this is why music plays such an important part in our growth, in our development, and the fact that music can can make us very emotional. It can calm us down, because depending on the state of our emotions, music has the potential to kind of calm us out. So, reminder that music creates order out of chaos. So if we're living in times that are presenting us with chaos and disorder, then we've got to take more responsibility for pouring orderly music, music that carries melody, harmony, perfect timing. Because that perfect timing is what it is that will place us into that harmonious stream of nature. If you pay attention, it doesn't matter what's going on in the world, how much chaos there is, it is fall, and nature is doing exactly what it should do at fall, and it's presenting you with a beautiful pictures of the changing and falling leaves. So these are times in which we've got to take responsibility for the music we listen to. We've got to kind of experiment a little bit and feel where different types of music is taking us. And there's a tremendous amount of music being produced right now for this whole spiritual environment. And whether it's harp or it's guitar or it's piano or it is just the natural songs of nature, we've got to engage more of that if we're talking about trying to be harmonious in the middle of the chaos all around us. Music and rhythm finds its way into the secret places of the soul. That was said by Plato, not me. Music and rhythm finds its way into the secret places of the soul. And these are the places that we need to be filled in with little levels of joy and contentment and, sigh of peacefulness. So pay attention to the music that you're engaging. It does not mean that you abandon the music that entertains you. But like medicine, every day, seek to take your dose of well-balanced, harmonious, orderly, perfectly timed music. And I do that first thing in the morning after I have done my devotions and my meditation. And then I select a piece of music that will create the rhythm I will follow for the rest of the day. And I find that that helps to keep me extremely balanced. I will play the piece of music before I leave the house. I will play it while I'm in the car. And I am blessed. I work in a genre that allows me to use music. But once I set the tone with a beautiful piece of well-orchestrated music, and I've played it at least 3 times in the morning, it sets the rhythm of the tone of where my focus will be placed for the rest of the day. So seek out and take responsibility for the music that you listen to. Remember that in order to bring harmony and peacefulness, we have got to walk in the now. Let the past go. When it begins to rise, use that affirmation. I let go of the past, I let go, and I let God. Every time the past tends to rise, use your powerful affirmation, a positive statement. Remember to program your sleeping hours. Very important if we want to be in harmony. What is the last thing that you look at before you go to bed? What is the last thing you read before you go to bed? It should not be a television set with violence, etc. Because whatever it is that we're focused on just before we go off to sleep is what the subconscious will continue to work with until we wake up in the morning. So in these times, we have got to program beautiful piece of music, perhaps some reading that brings joy and brings peacefulness. Program the last thing that you do, you see, you experience before you go to sleep. And then once you're awake in the morning, program the rhythm that you will carry with you throughout the day. Remember that doing and being is what is required of us now. As we're coming into our own truth, and when I say our own truth, I mean the truth that we brought with us from other lives that is lying deep within us. And when we get into meditation, power walking, when we get into contemplation, we are getting more in touch with the truth of who we are. Remember that you must balance work and play in these times. And also remember to touch the root of who you are. A reminder that in these times of seeking harmony, we must remember that beyond culture, beyond religion, beyond dogma, beyond tradition, there is spirit. And that is who we are. And when we can make a commitment to living more from the universal spirit that guides our soul, and then we will find ourselves being able to be a whole lot more peaceful in our daily walk. So to answer the question I posed right at the beginning, yes, it is possible to walk with a certain level of peacefulness. Whatever it is that the universe is asking you to give up now, release it and remind yourself of the piece of scripture that says, I had not seen nor ear heard the glory which God has in store for those who love him. And then if we go back to the words of Aquarius, if you're not particularly that religious, we go back to the words of Aquarius. Harmony and understanding is on its way. Peace and love is about to be abounding in the universe. And when we think of it that way, we can choose to not buy into and allow our energies to be seduced by the negative in the world, but rather learn to live with mindfulness. Remember your root. What is at the root of who you are? You are spirit. Spirit is love. Spirit is God. Spirit is divine. Spirit is harmony. And you can choose to place your awareness there. And in so doing, we can overcome. I hope I have given you some food for thought today. I hope I have brought you a few different perspectives. I wish you love and peace and harmony on your journey. Until next week, be blessed and be a blessing for those in whom, with whom you come in contact.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.